is WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, first grandchild of Lenore Rose, Lenny for short. In honor of my grandma Lenny, we start the show with Lenore by Chick Corea. FM and WCWP.org. As the vocals indicated, that's Bob James with Sign of the Times, the title track to his 1981 album, The Year I Was Born. Said title track, Sign of the Times, was written and arranged by Rod Temperton. Bob James was on Rhodes piano, synthesizers, and even calliope. I assume he conducted the orchestra and provided the sound samples. You know, the boing and the jackhammer. Otherwise, Steve Kahn on guitar, Gary King on bass, Major Holly with the scat contrabass solo, John J.R. Robinson played drums, Leonard Doc Gibbs with percussion, and the vocalists included but weren't limited to Patty Austin, Vivian Cherry, Luther Vandross, Casey Sizek, have you driven a Ford lately, and Bob's daughter, Hillary James. Before Sign of the Times, one year before, Earl Clue with Spellbound from Dream Come True in 1980. Earl wrote Spellbound and played acoustic guitar. Greg Fillinganes arranged it and played piano and synthesizers, including Moog bass. James Bradley Jr. was on drums, and the orchestra was arranged and conducted by a different Dave Matthews. The set/show began with Chick Corea. Lenore was his song on his 1976 concept album, The Leprechaun, a few weeks after St. Patrick's Day. Recorded in 75, The Leprechaun was set in the titular Leprechaun's world, real and dream. All instrumental tracks were composed by Chick, and each track had a liner notes description. Lenore's went like this. The Leprechaun plays this dance, with an S, for his fairy queen, named Lenore. Perhaps Gail Moran's vocalization at the end represented Lenore. Gail was Chick's wife. Steve Gadd was represented on drums, and Chick played the rest. Piano, Hohner clavinet, Yamaha organ, Arp Odyssey, Moog Model 15, where the bass came from, like Greg Fillinganes on Spellbound, and Micro Moog. Of course, those last three were synthesizers. Guitarist Chet Atkins wakes up with the sun next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
WCWP is underwritten by Main Street Board Game Cafe here on WCWP.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Sure enough, Chet Atkins and guest guitarist George Benson with Sunrise.
Hi, I'm WCWP alum John Zoni, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, John Zoni. That was Tom Scott with his composition, Night Creatures, Two Nights, second title track from 1995. Tom played lead tenor sax along with alto and baritone in the horn section. The rest of the horn section was Pete Christlieb on tenor, Dick Slide Hyde on trombone, and Chuck Findlay on trumpet. The rhythm section had Jim Cox on keyboards, more sound samples from him, Dean Parks on guitar, Larry Kimple on bass, Johnny Friday on drums on Wednesday, and Ron Aston with drum and percussion programming. Ray Oviedo wrote and performed the middle song, Blue Kiss, on his 1989 solo debut, Perfect Crime. His instruments were guitars and keyboards, the latter with David Goldblatt. Mary Fettig played flute, Keith Jones on bass, Paul Van Wageningen on drums, and percussion by Peter Michael Escovedo, son of Pete. And we started this set with another lead guitarist, Chet Atkins, with Sunrise from Stay Tuned in 1985, an album recorded in Nashville and Los Angeles. Sunrise was composed by keyboardist Randy Goodrum and guest guitarist George Benson. Chet, George, and Randy were accompanied by David Hungate on bass, Larry London on drums, Terry McMillan with percussion, and the A strings, arranged and conducted by Connie McAllister. Les Sabler plays his take on Sunrise next hour, and George Benson returns with a different Sunrise. But leading off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, David Benoit takes us back to 1995.
Does music reflect the times?
3-1-2-3.
Hi, this is David Benoit, pianist, conductor, and host on KJAZZ 88.1. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on another 88.1 WCWP.
David's sign of the times is drive time.
Hi, this is Nelson Rangel. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my buddy, Mike Shamari, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Stand by for Nelson. Down to the Bone, we're on the corner of Darcy Street just now, the last track on their 1997 debut CD, From Manhattan to Staten, a love letter to New York City by the burgeoning British acid jazz group. From Manhattan to Staten's credits are limited to songwriters. Stuart Wade, Chris Morgan, and Simon Greenaway wrote On the Corner of Darcy Street. Who played what? Only they know for sure. I'll just guess Paul Schultz Weimar was on saxophones, and I heard piano, clavinet, keyboards, guitar, bass, drum and percussion programming, and sound samples as on Sign of the Times and Night Creatures. Before, on the corner of Darcy Street and in a similar vein, David Benoit with Drive Time, one of two unreleased tracks on the Best of David Benoit, 1987 to 1995. Without those two, the end date would be 94. Thankfully, everyone is properly credited on Drive Time, written by David, piano, Hammond B3 organ, keyboards, Nathan East, bass, and Nate's brother, Marcel, who didn't play anything. Eric Marienthal played alto and soprano sax, Paul Jackson Jr. on guitar, Ricky Lawson on drums, Michael Fisher with percussion, and the horn section of Jerry Hay and Gary Grant, each on trumpet, and Charlie Loper on trombone. Taking us into hour two, Nelson Rangel with Starstream.
WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. On the air, 88.1 FM. Online, WCWP.org. And on the go, the WCWP app.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Hour one ended with Starstream by Nelson Rangel from Yes, Then Yes in 1994, 3 years after Chuck Loeb wrote it for his Balance album. There, Starstream was one word. It was two on Yes, Then Yes. Nelson led the way on flutes and piccolo. Chuck played guitars and keyboards. John Working on piano and keyboards. Will Lee on bass. Zach Danziger on drums. And percussion by David Charles. Our two begins with a cut from Chuck Loeb's Listen album, released at the end of the 90s. 99. High Five is the title.
WCWP.
George Benson back again with Arizona Sunrise from Irreplaceable in 2004, a time when George lived in the Phoenix area. Of Irreplaceable's three instrumentals, two had Sunrise in the title. George appeared on Sunrise Sans Prefix by Chet Atkins last hour. That was recorded in Nashville and L.A. This was done in Phoenix, L.A. and NYC. The Arizona Sunrise writers were George, Paul Brown, and Tommy Kay. Paul and Tommy didn't play their guitars, but George played his. Herman Jackson was on keyboards, Roberto Valli on bass, Land Richards on drums, Paulinho da Costa on percussion, Jerry Hay on flugelhorn as opposed to trumpet on drive time, and Larry Williams on flute and additional keyboards. Before George's Arizona Sunrise, Spyro Gyra climbed Ice Mountain on Down the Wire in 2009, written by their drummer slash percussionist Bonnie B. Tom Schumann played piano, Rhodes piano, and keyboards, Jay Beckenstein on soprano and tenor sax, Julio Fernandez on acoustic and electric guitars, and Scott Ambush on bass. The set started with High Five by Chuck Loeb from Listen in 1999. As with Starstream, Chuck was the sole composer of High Five, named for its 5-4 time signature a la Dave Brubeck's Take Five. Chuck's instruments were guitars, Rhodes, and drum and percussion programming. Jim Beard was on keyboards and had the Rhodes solo, Jason Miles provided the synth voices, Gary Keller with the flute solo, John Patitucci on acoustic bass, Wolfgang Hafner with cymbal rolls, and Chuck's wife, Carmen Cuesta, with real vocals. There was a horn section arranged by Chuck that had the aforementioned Gary Keller on tenor sax, Larry Lunetta on trumpet and flugelhorn, and Birch Johnson, to do that bit again, on trombone. Straight ahead on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, current Nashville resident Les Sabler covers Chet Atkins' Sunrise. Stay tuned for that.
We all have that one song
today.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, Les Sabler's cover of Sunrise by Chet Atkins.
Hi, I'm Bernie Bernard. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Bernie. That was Michael Broning, another Phoenix area resident, with his composition Let It Breathe from his long-awaited debut CD, Never Too Late, released February 3rd, 2023. I assume Let It Breathe means to let a song play out. Google didn't help confirm my assumption. Living and working in Phoenix led Mike to write and produce music for George Benson, heard on his Arizona Sunrise and Just Sunrise by Chet Atkins. Let It Breathe drew oxygen from Mike on piano, keyboards, and drum programming, Bill Moyo on lead guitar, a la George Benson, Kendall Glider on rhythm guitars, plural, and Mario Mendeville on bass. Before that, speaking of Sunrise, Les Sabler covered Sunrise on Tranquility in 2021. Les seemed to combine the guitar stylings of Chet and George for his cover. Paul Brown did play keyboards and percussion. Kenny Zerider on keyboards otherwise. Vincent Heckard on percussion otherwise. Roberto Valli on bass again. Gordon Campbell on drums. And Lee Thornburg on trumpet and flugelhorn, like Larry Lunetta on High Five by Chuck Loeb. If you're wondering, Tranquility was recorded in Nashville and L.A., and I think the A strings were recycled on this version of Sunrise. On to the three keys, the trio of Gail Johnson, Bob Baldwin, and Phil Davis. Their song is Work It Out for Bernard Wright.
Hi, I'm Game Dave, busy getting digitally distracted, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Game Dave, that was the 2021 Final Fantasy IV Pixel Remaster version of Nobuo Uematsu's prologue for the original 1991 JRPG, Japanese role-playing game. The music on the original was through the Super Famicom / Super Nintendo onboard sound processor, but Pixel Remaster's music was by a real orchestra, the Japan Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Shinpei Sasaki. The soundtrack was released in March 2022. Final Fantasy IV, the game, came out for the Super Famicom in July 91, the Easy Type version that October, and for Super Nintendo in North America that November, where it was known as Final Fantasy II. Final Fantasy VII straightened out the numbering worldwide. On the subject of numbering, Prologue was preceded by the Three Keys. Work It Out for Bernard Wright from We Three Keys, released on January 20th, 2023. The Three Keys are a keyboard appreciation project by the keyboard trio of Gail Johnson, Bob Baldwin, and Phil Davis. Gail and Bob wrote Work It Out for keyboardist and singer Bernard Wright, who died tragically a year ago next month in Dallas, Texas. All three keyboardists were on piano, keyboards, and drum and percussion programming. Gail Johnson and Bob Baldwin were each on synth bass. Bob was on Rhodes and Phil Davis on Yamaha SY-77 wind synth. Guest musician Dennis Johnson was responsible for the New York City record scratches. Saxophonist Elon Trotman leads off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Next.
Monday nights at 9 p.m.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
We've had Sign of the Times, Drive Time, and Elon Trotman has A Time and Place. Herb Alpert on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Walkin' Tall from Come Fly With Me in 2015. I can't walk and fly. Herb played trumpet on Walkin' Tall, written with Hussein Jiffrey, heard on bass and guitar. Doral Fish Salmon played Hammond B3 organ, Robert Greenwich on steel drum, Eduardo Del Barrio on keyboards and synth strings, Scott Mayo on saxophones, and Michael Shapiro on drums and percussion. Walkin' Tall had a Caribbean reggae feel to it. Bonnie B of Spyro Gyra is from Trinidad and Tobago. And before Walkin' Tall, we heard Barbados native Elon Trotman on tenor sax, specifically with A Time and Place from Tropicality in 2013. Paul Brown and Tommy Kaye wrote A Time and Place, their third appearance this hour. There's no keyboard credit, so I'll assume it was either of them, but Paul did finally play guitar, Roberto Valli in his third appearance on bass, Ricky Lawson for the second time on drums, and percussion by Lenny Castro. Lenny with a Y, not an I-E, like my grandma Lenny, Lenore Rose. Lenny Castro, Greg Fillengains, and David Hungate are alumni of the band Toto. we end the show the way we started, with Chick Corea. This time it's the traditional Chick Corea trio with Armando's Rumba, recorded live in Maribor, Slovenia on November 21st, 2012, appearing on Disc 2 of Trilogy, a 2014 3-CD release. Chick wrote and originally recorded the self-referential Armando's Rumba in 1976 for his follow-up to The Leprechaun, My Spanish Heart. His. Chick is only on piano, Christian McBride only on acoustic bass, and Brian Blade on drums. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Armando's Rumba by the Chick Corea Trio dances us out. So long.